Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Report from the American Academy of Pediatrics, in collaboration with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, is offering updated guidance on treating respiratory tract infections in children with the goal of reducing unnecessary antibiotic prescriptions. My guest is Dr. Marianne Jackson, and she's the medical editor for infectious diseases for the American Board of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jackson.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. This is quite something now because, you know, we've been hearing a lot about antibiotics over the years and whether we're over sanitizing our children and ourselves. And, you know, so now what is this telling pediatricians that parents really need to know?
Well, it's telling them first that the scope of unnecessary use is huge. The estimate is that 10 million antibiotic prescriptions are written each year. And these are for infections where they're not likely to help. So what we're trying to do is for providers outline some guidelines that will allow them to more effectively diagnose a bacterial infection. And then once it is diagnosed, to decide if an antibiotic will help. And then in terms of judicious use, or meaning wise use of antibiotics, making sure we use the best drug for the bug.
Well, and I love that word judicious. Made a mess of it a little bit a while ago, but, you know, it is wise. And, you know, parents, gosh, you're a pediatrician, come to you, their child has a cold or a virus, and they say, well, I really have to have the antibiotic. Or it's a simple ear infection, right away antibiotic. You know, and there's certain things, yes, we have to have them. Strep throat, you know, you don't watch and wait so much. You know how much they work. But the more we're on them, the more they don't seem to work as much.
Right, and there are a couple pieces of that that are important for parents. So the common cold, which is a virus, and antibiotics won't help viruses. The symptoms often last for 10 days. So it's not uncommon for pediatricians to encounter parents who are on day 3, 4, 5 of their child's cold wanting an antibiotic to help them. And the important piece of information for physicians, and then hopefully what they'll convey to the families, is that not only will an antibiotic not help, but it might hurt your child. And I think that's really a key piece of information here. They will not cure viral infections. They won't keep other people from getting sick. They won't help your child feel better faster, but they might cause unnecessary and harmful side effects. And the side effects, I think, are something that we've not looked at carefully, but we know we should.
And can they reduce your ability of your immune system to fight off infection if you're someone who puts your child on antibiotics way too often?
Well, what happens is it changes the good bacteria. So if you have an antibiotic you don't need, instead of killing the bad bacteria, all it does is alters the good bacteria. And the good bacteria is kind of what keeps your child in sync. And we're talking about usually the GI bacteria. And that's the reason why diarrhea is one of the most common, if not the most common, adverse event that we see with antibiotics. In the cases where you need the antibiotic, you know, we always counsel parents, if your child develops diarrhea, under what circumstances, we want them to call us back. But we do not want to be causing an unnecessary side effect in a child where it won't help. So we're saying to families, don't ask for an antibiotic. Don't take an antibiotic for a viral infection like a cold. And in fact, most sore throats, 80% of sore throats, are due to a virus. And the guidelines for physicians are saying, if you see a child with a sore throat, but they also have symptoms of the common cold, meaning running nose or croupy cough, don't even do a strep test in those cases. Because if you do, you might pick up the child who's just carrying strep. And once again, the antibiotic will not help, and it may be associated with complications.
Well, we all know that diarrhea side effect in kids is not pleasant, and it comes with almost every antibiotic. Now, when we're speaking of them, Is there like a something you guys follow as far as starting with amoxicillin, and that would seem to be the least expensive, or an ear infection or strep throat, something you really do need it for, and then moving up the line towards a stronger one, Cipro, one of these kinds of things? Is there sort of like something you go by?
Yes, this is exactly what judicious or wise prescribing is all about. It is starting with the most effective, so that's the key, most effective, narrow spectrum, meaning targeting the bug as best you can, and using that as what we call first-line therapy. So what parents should know, for instance, for an ear infection, a commonly used antibiotic called azithromycin, and a lot of parents know what a Z-Pak is because they've had them before, does not effectively treat ear infections in children. So when we target with first-line therapy, we're targeting with the best antibiotic for the most common bacteria that causes ear infections, and right now that is amoxicillin. And by using the narrow-spectrum antibiotic instead of a broad-spectrum antibiotic, which is going to wipe out far more bacteria of the good bacteria, we're going to do more good too. So we're trying to tell physicians, first question is, and this is what parents should ask, is my child's infection caused by a bacteria or a virus? If it's a virus, no antibiotic. If it's due to a bacteria, does every bacterial infection require antibiotics? Were there some mild ear infections that may not? Always treat the pain of the ear, but you may not need to use an antibiotic. And physicians will be talking to families about that. Same thing is true of sinus infections. Since the common cold lasts for 10 days, sinus infections usually set in after that. And so we're asking parents, observe your child. They should be getting better by day 5, 7, 9. In some cases, they may start to get better at day 10, and that's another instance where physicians may say, on day 10, you know, this may not be a sinus infection at this point. Let's watch and wait for another day or so. So watchful waiting is also going to be something that you see more commonly, too. And those are the ones, the situations where physicians will be talking with parents.
Now, watchful waiting, I'm one of those people, I hate it, but I understand it. And I don't like to give my children unneeded antibiotics. And
right.
Again, those side effects are, you know, not good. So how long does watch and wait go on before then you do
usually
say it's okay?
48 hours. And so during that period of time, if the child's getting better, so if it's a mild infection, one ear, and this is not the one where the doctor looks at your child's ear and it's red and it's bulging, I mean, those cases with severe pain are the ones that are recommended for treatment in most cases, especially if they involve both ears. So we're not trying to say don't use an antibiotic when you need it. We're saying determine if you need it, and then if you use it, use the best antibiotic that's out there that is targeting the bug. That's what we want to do.
And then if that one doesn't work, how long does it take till we know if that antibiotic is working?
So that's very important. We want to tell families, look, this is the best antibiotic for your child. If your child is not better in 48 to 72 hours, or certainly if they worsen, I want to hear about it. And there are second-line agents recommended for each of these respiratory tract infections, for ear infections, for sinus infection, and then even for strep infections, which uniformly should respond to penicillin or amoxicillin.
One of the beautiful things about strep, too. And one of the beautiful things about strep, too, your kid feels like crap, and then you give them that antibiotic, and nearly the next day, they feel so much better.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And so if your child isn't better 2 days after starting penicillin for strep throat, the answer is they don't have strep throat. They probably had a virus from the get-go. Now, your physician will want to look at them and make sure that there's not an abscess in the tonsils or something like that that could account for them not getting better. But in most cases, if your child is not getting better with strep throat, it is not because they're resistant to the antibiotic or that they need a different antibiotic. It's because the strep throat was really not strep throat.
Well, these are the new guidelines of judicious antibiotic prescribing for pediatricians. So parents, don't insist on an antibiotic for a cold. Talk to your pediatrician. Get the very best advice because you just might not need it for your child. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.